You're on Daf Tesbov Amud Aleph. Let us just start again from the Mishnah from which the Gemara asks on Rabbi Yehuda Marav. Around 8-9 lines from the bottom. Tanan. We learned in the Mishnah Sha'at Nenisli Ada Pesach Im Telchi Lebeis Obid Ada Chak. A person made an eder with his wife. If you're going to go to your father's house till Sukkis, you're not permitted to have hano from me till Pesach. Holcho lifnei Pesach. If she went lifnei Pesach, asura ba'nosoi ad Pesach. So if she went, she was over on the Tanai, that activated the neder, so she's not permitted to have hano from her husband till Pesach. Holcho lifnei Pesach asura. So it seems from the Mishnah, when is she not permitted to have hano from her husband? She was over on the Tanai, loy holcho, but if she did not go to her father's house, loy. According to Rabbi Yehuda Marav, she's not allowed to have hano from her husband, even if she didn't go yet. Mirshash, she might go. Bitnai loy mizdayer inish. So the Gemara says, Omar Ravabe, no. Holcho lifnei Pesach. Asuro veloike. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. If she went before Pesach, there's an Isser, a Yamanish on this, you give Malkis, because the Tanai was chal and the Kainam was activated. Loyolcho, but if she did not go, Asuro baalme. Eima Seifer. So the Gemara says, let us see the Seifer of the Mishnah. Achara Pesach. What if she went after Pesach, lebeis avio, the bal yachol devorei? So then she's over bal yachol. So it seems that's a flat statement. If she goes after Pesach, she's over bal yachol. V'idolo yishani lifnei Pesach. That's according to Rav Yehuda Merav. She's not permitted to have ano. Mi'ike bal yachol. Is there a bal yachol? How can you say such a statement that if she went after Pesach, it comes out she was able to mafreyim b'bal yachol? Elipshitid disani. So it seems that Fakelka, she's allowed to have ano, like Rav Nachman says. So Mestama, she had ano, and later, so if she was over the Tanai after Pesach, she was hoylech lebeis avia, she's over bal yachol. Alma mishani. So we see she's permitted to have ano, and that's why the Mishnah said it straight, that if she went after Pesach, she's over bal yach. Putiyufte d'Rav Yehuda. So it's a tiyufte d'Rav Yehuda. So the Rav Yehuda answers, kiktoni di'i yishani areze bebal yachal. If she'll have ano, she'll be over bal yach. So let us see the Ran. This is the second line on Tezvav Amid Beis. Kiktoni de Isani Ereze Bal Yachol Dvor. Kloima. Vehigufe Kamashmalon. Shetizoyer Milohone Iskoidem Apesach. Kedeshim Teilech Lacha Apesach Leitovi Libe Bal Yachol. That is Gufa what the Mishnah is telling us. Acher Apesach. If she'll go after Pesach, so that'll come out, she'll be over b'bal yachol if she went before. So therefore she has to be careful, if she had a no before from her husband. Therefore she has to be careful that she shouldn't have a no from her husband. Zot the Gemara weiter. Tanakh. It says in the Mishnah as follows, Sha'at nenis li adachak, im teichi lebeis ovich adapesach. Here the Tanai is different. the Tanai is if she'll go till Pesach, and the Isser is till Sukkot. Holcho lifnei ha-Pesach, if she went lifnei ha-Pesach, asura bano so yadachak, so she's also bano adachak. Umuteres leilech achar ha-Pesach, afterwards, she's allowed to go. What exactly the chiddush of this is, we'll see so. Holcho asura. But let's say what it says. If she went before Pesach, she's not allowed to have enough from her husband till Sukkot. Loi holcho, but if she did not go before Pesach, so she's permitted to have her no. Omarovu adin dafulu loi holcho asura. The holcho asura beloiko. Loi holcho asura baalpa. Let us see the Ram. Muteres leilech la'achar ha-Pesach. Now this is a very difficult halacha. What is it saying over here? If she had ano before Pesach, says if she went to Beis Aviyah before Pesach, so she's not allowed to have ano from her husband till Sukkot, and she's allowed to go to Beis Aviyah after Pesach. So what's the chiddush in that? V'loy chayshina shema loy tizker she'ovro al t'no koydem ha-Pesach. If she'll be permitted to go to Beis Aviyah after Pesach, we're afraid maybe she'll forget that she was over on the t'nai. So if she's permitted to go, so she'll have enough from her husband also. It's a very difficult pshat to understand. He says, we're afraid she had ano before Pesach. She went the base of Via before Pesach. So now the nether was chal till Sukkot. So I'm afraid she'll be permitted to go the base of Via after Pesach. Maybe she'll forget about the nether, that she's not allowed to have ano for him. Shema loitiska she'ovral t'noi kaidem ha-Pesach. So how does this work? And now she's not permitted to go. Now the shaila is she was over the t'nai before Pesach. So it seems that if she has in her mind that after Pesach, that she has a gewaldic pressure on herself, she can't go to the Beis Aviyah, and then if she'll go to the Beis Aviyah, she can't have a no from her husband. Like, the whole thing is a tremendous pressure. So if, in her mind, she'll know that after Pesach, she's allowed to go to the Beis Aviyah, so then the whole Indian is, like, after Pesach, the pressure is still Pesach. After Pesach, the pressure is over. So, just like in her mind, the pressure is over, that now she can go to Beis Aviyah, so she might come and forget that even though she was not allowed to have ano, the Isser ano is still Sukkot, but if in her mind she remembers till Pesach, I have to last till Pesach, so she'll forget the whole thing. She'll forget that she's also Bahano. That means she needs this pressure the whole time till Sukkot, that she should remember it's not after Pesach, it's not over and done with. It seems to be such a svarim. So we should ask her hiluch after Pesach, that she should remember the whole thing is still negeya, she shouldn't be mesiach das from what happened before. because it's a dava hanimshach. The whole thing is a dava hanimshach. So just like it's nimshach, the gabi, the tanai, so she'll remember that it's nimshach legabi the iser also. It seems such a svara. So that's what it's telling us. No, you don't have to be geyser hiluch or to hano. Zog the Gemara weiter. Meisvei. Kike zu olai ayayim. I'm not allowed to eat this kikar today. You may lech lamokim pleini lamocha. If the mom and the girl lamokim pleini, today I'm not allowed to eat this kikar. Ochal. What if he ate the kikar? Sarei zeh beloi bebal yelech. So he's not allowed to go tomorrow. So the Gemara understood that he's permitted to eat the kikar. We'll see klar on the Ran by how the Gemara saw this. So the Gemara says, Miktani oichel, ochal tani, v'chiyochel areze bebal yelech. Now let us see the Ran so far. Ochal areyu bebal yelech. Hodes alke daitach dahai ochal oichel hu. The Gemara and the Havimin understood that ochal means that you're allowed to eat if you ate, so it's b'bal yelech. Mishum detane kulo isuri ktoni. The Tane is telling us all the isurim. Ochal, areyu b'bal yelech. Holach, areyu b'bal yachal. Dvoro, vim ise, ולכתחילו לימוצי אוכל, הייסור אינם מהווה לילה מיסטי. So it should have said, you're not allowed to eat it. He's telling us whenever it's a אוכל, לא בל ילך, הולך, בל יחל. So he should told us a third, he said, בעוס הלכל. So since it didn't say בעוס הלכל, so the Gemara understood, אם אוכל means, if he ate, it means, something he allowed to do. If he ate, he's not, he's b'bal yelech. Mefakinen, so the Gemara answers, miktoni oichel, ochal ktoni, kloima. Vekiven da ochal ktoni, demash mediyevet, pashminen lechatchil leimotzi ochel. Fakel, you're asking Akasha, why it doesn't mention this Israel? Now, lechatchil, you're not allowed to eat. It sure did mention this. It says, ochal b'diyevet. Im ochal, if he ate b'diyevet, it's bal yelech. That's what he said, aloshim b'diyevet. To tell me that lechatchil, you're not allowed to eat. Let's see further in the Gemara. It says further, olach, Areze bebal yachal. The body. Mahalach loy. Chavais tochois. You're not permitted to go. Holach. That means, if he went, he's areze bebal yachal boy. Mahalach loy. Pekashel Rab Yehuda. Omoloch Rab Yehuda would in the listening. Mahalach. Could have said mahalach also. Heidi diktoni reisha ochal vloy misne loy oichol tani seifa holach. But since in the reisha couldn't say oichol because you're not allowed to eat, that's why it didn't say mahalach. Now here we have to see the Ran to understand the shakla b'taya. Makshinin su eima seifa. Holach areihu bebal yachal devori. Mahalach loiktoni, kloima. Imise l'Rav Yehuda, habale l'misni mahalach, you're allowed to go. Einei bebal yachal devori. He's allowed to go, he's not bebal yachal devori. Umil sabape nafshahavye, bleiko yareishet. The Reish is speaking about Ochal. No, for Pesach, Ochal, so if he ate already, so then, if it's Holach, Reish Bal Yachol Dvori, but it should have said Mahalach. The other, if he ate, then it's Holach, he's Bal Yachol. But normally, Mahalach, because you're not allowed to eat. Elohochi Avalei Lemisne. Mahalach, Beine Bilo Yachol. The Mistome Ochiyu, Mistome, he didn't eat. Abiyoim Aleph Leishoy Leilamichu. Veheichi Posak Veomal Holach Areyu Bebal Yachol. So how did he say a flat statement? Holach Areyu Bebal Yachol Kivin Shein Leilechol Biyoim Aleph. That means, so be myself further, that means, like this, Olach means, if it was Ochal, but the Evo, talking about a certain case, it was B'dievo, it was Ochal, so then, Olach HaReze Bebal Yachol. Fine, we're talking about a case, that's not the normal, matzev. If Ochal, if he ate B'dievo, then is HaReze Bebal Yelech, and Olach HaReze Bebal Yachol. In that case, but normally this doesn't occur, so it should have said, don't say a flat statement, Holach HaReze Bebal Yachol, say, normally is Mahalach, he is allowed to go, because you're not allowed to eat the day before. Now what he said, Holach HaReze Bebal Yachol, means, B'dievud, there was Ochal, so B'melun, now Holach HaReze Bebal Yachol. But don't, like this, just saying Holach HaReze Bebal Yachol seems that that's facts of life. Whenever you go, you're Bebal Yachol because you're allowed to eat. That's how it's mashmeh. Fakir, he should have, it's a misleading statement. He should have said, Mahalach Ve'eni Bebal Yachol. So then I'll understand everything. Holach means, if it was Ochal B'dievet, then Holach HaReze Bebal Yachol. Upakin and Amalach Rab Yehuda, you're right. Who had in the list in Mahalach? You're right. You should have said that. Va'aydi d'toni reisha ochal. But since in the reisha it said ochal areze bebal yele, leimisni oichel. You can't say oichel because you're not allowed to. Toni seifa nami holach. That's what he says in the seifa holach. Kloima. Now what does that mean? I mean, it's not a portion to tell us. The kasha was, the first two bovis are speaking about a specific case, but to tell us the klolistic, that the mahalach, normally allowed to be mahalach. So the Ran says, klayma. Enochinami. The boy le mitzvis mil sabap enavsh, if you would want to speak, tell me, stamazay, halacha, avatoni mahalach. Alamishum de la elmine tona ochal, vleimotzi lemisni oichel, mishimochi leitoni mahalach vaine bebal yachel, the avatoni hochi, if he would have said mahalach vaine bebal yachel, havimashma ait mis interpret the whole message what the Tanna is giving me. You're asking me, Akasha, that the Tanna should have told us, Mahalach, Ve'ini Babal Yachol, because you're not allowed to eat some stomach. You don't eat, so that's his Mahalach. No, if he would say Mahalach, Ve'ini Babal Yachol, I would say he's telling us Mahalach, Ve'ini Babal Yachol, Afilu Ochal. That's what I would say, because that's the flow of the Mishnah. Ochal, areze bebal yelech. Holach, areze bebal yachel. Mahalach, veine bebal yachel, is speaking about cases of ochal. Now how do we understand this? have mash medaf gav da och ob yem rishin mahalach bi yem sheni velek bal yach. That's how I would understand. Vavam avashin lo lekula b'rais ochi. I would say p'sham the b'rais as follows. The zimne, sometimes, ochal, alehu b'bal yelach. The eating makes that he should, that he's not allowed to go the next day. Kloima, when is this? K'sha ochal b'mezit. When he ate, realizing what he's getting into. The Ainu, what does that mean, mezit? There's no aveir over here. No, the reise de kemer for sure. The Ainu, shezocha, sheiser ha'aliche toli b'achilos. That means, if when he ate, he had the picture in front of him. If I eat now, so then I won't be able to go tomorrow. Because if I go tomorrow, come out of Bible now by Yachel. So he realizes that this Achila brings with it an Isser Hiloch, and if he goes, he'll be able by Yachel. So then, that's the din. Holach, Areze Babal Yelech. And Holach, Areze Babal Yachel. That's if he was amazed, but the word is not exactly amazed, the word he was aware of what he's getting into. Bezimne, but sometimes, the avogav the ochal berishen, he ate berishen, mahalach besheni, he's allowed to go the second day. Uchagoyim, sheochal yem rishen besheigik. When he ate the first day, he was a shaygik. What does that mean, shaygik? Again, when I speak about Averis, klayma. Shlai hoyo zocho b'sho sha'ochu she'isa ahaliche toli b'achilosei. He didn't remember that by eating now, he's getting into a whole pattern that he won't be allowed to walk tomorrow. And if he walks tomorrow, he's eva bal yachol. He didn't, Ganson forgot about it. Then he's allowed to go b'yom sheni, k'demuchach shmaita d'kikreis pek shvur shtayim basma. Meshum detan alav v'hai dina osik tona sefer holach zanir ali. Now let me elaborate a little what the Ran is saying. I'd like to say over the Loshon of the Ran and the Chidushi Aran in Shu'is Tav Chav Chesam Adalot. Ba'ino, this is the Loshon Aran. The Ba'ois Asho Shemashil Olov Achil Lihizoyer Me'oisei Dovor Shenishba. When this man comes that now he has to start being careful of his shvur, sheli boy olov, that he should realize what he's getting into. Hilkach, misha nishba shlo yoichol kikel zu. A person swore that he won't need a kikel. So when he swore this, you know what you're getting into. Yeah, not allowed to eat a kikel. So he knows now when he made this shvur, he knows that he has to be nisav meeting the kikel. That he knows. Then later, va'ochloi b'shoigik. Then later, when he ate it, he forgot all about the shvur. Chayim. Shebisho shenishba, hischal olav achiv, lizor mikikazu, because the chiv zehirus was chal, as soon as he swore. Uboi sesho, liboi hoya olav. So, when he made the shvur, he was aware what he's getting into. Through the shvur, is chal on him chiyav zehirus, and he knows that's what he's getting into. So the shvu is chal. Or sheoch le'achakach b'shkoge is chayv kechol chayv b'shkoge shebetoyra. That means he's even an aveir b'shoigik. Now when he did aveir, didn't realize he's doing an aveir. That's all every shoigik. Avo, the Ran continues. Ze shenishba b'tnai. If a person swore with a tnai, lo oichel zu, im oichel zu, bishah sheyotzusa shvua mipiv, when he said the shvua, adayin lo hayu lo lizor, the shvua did not make any obligations on him. There's no zahiris yet. Lo oichel zu, im oichel zu, so. Masa yesh lo lizor, Bishas Maisarishan, the Zahiris will be Chal. But the first Maisa that he does, Alita Issa, Alita Tnai, then the Schalanem Dine Zahiris. Hilkach, Kol She Ochal Beshoigek. So if the first Achila, and this Achila is triggering off, is activating the Chiv Zahiris on him, and if it was Beshoigek, Loishna Tnai Rishin, Sayeta Tnai first, Loishna Issa Rishin, Loichalo Shvua Olo. So the Shvua is not Chal on him. The Shah Shemaschil Hachiv Lizoy Minadova Shaygiku. When the Chiv Zahiris is Chal, so he doesn't realize what he's doing. He doesn't realize what he's getting into now. So there's a special posit by Shavuos that when you are getting into a Shavuos, that means a Chiyuv Shavuos being Chal on you, you have to be aware what you're getting into. So normally the Chiyuv Shavuos is Chal on him b'shash anishba. So b'shash anishba was, he knew what he's getting into. That's called Ta'odim B'Shvua. But if a person made a Shvua with a Tnai, so the Chiyim Zahiris that is not Chal till he does one of the two. So it's called the Chiyim, so the Chiyim Zahiris on the Shvua is Chal with the first Maisa he does. And so Bishas is doing that mice. He has to be aware what he's getting into now. And if he was unaware, so the Shvuah, so the dinam are not Chal. So that's what the Ran is saying over here. The Ran is saying, that means you're 100% right. The Tan is talking about a specific case. Ochal l'areze bebal yelach. The yevet the yeit is bal yelach. And in that case, Olach HaReze B'mal Yachal, that's right. The Tanna should have told us a normal case. That B'Halach V'Einei B'mal Yachal, because normally not allowed to eat. He should have told us that. But if the Tanna would have said this Lashon, I would have misunderstood what the Tanna is telling me, and I would say, Mahalach V'Einei B'mal Yachal is coming to tell us Afilu Hiyeite Kikil. There's sometimes that it's mahalach veini bal b'yachal. If b'shas when he ate the kikya, he forgot about the tnai, so then it's mahalach veini bal b'yachal. So again, it's going on a case of ochal. Ochal, there's a mol ha'reze b'bal yelech, olach ha'reze bal yachal. That's sometimes. And sometimes mahalach veini bal b'yachal. That is, if b'shas when he ate the kikya, he forgot about the whole thing. So the Shvu was never Chal, the Dine Shvu was never Chal with this Achila. So, Bekitza, I wouldn't get the message, Saivis, I feel at the time I would have said Mahalach. Einei Bebal Yachal. I wouldn't say, oh, this is a Raya to Rabbi Yehuda that you're not allowed to eat. I'd say, go on under the Pshat. We're talking about a case of Ochal. And sometimes by Ochal, it's Holach HaReze Bebal Yachal, and sometimes by Ochal, Mahalach Veini Bebal Yachal. And the Tanya is not interested in getting into that parasha, so therefore the Tanya didn't speak about it. V'mishum the Tanya, Lav V'ho, Bahai Dina Osik, Tanya Sefer Holach. So that's why the Tanya just said these two cases, a specific case, Ochal HaReze B'Bal Yelech, Olach HaReze B'Bal Yach. Zen Nirali, B'Zu HaGirsa Nechoin Pirusha. V'Ike Nuscha Achine, there's another Nusach, B'Shum Dolei Daike, Lechashin, Lemichteve, Lefrusha. Since it's not a Meduich, V'Ike Nusach, So I don't bring it down. The chitayme, kiven da holach the seifa areshikoi. Okay, good. So now the Mishnah is speaking about a specific case. Ochal, im ochal b'diyevet, areze b'bal yelech. Holach, areze b'bal yachol. Lamali lemisna areze b'bal yachol pshitas. What is he telling me? I mean, that was the night. If we'll go tomorrow, so the nether's chal today. Yeshloima, salke daita chamine, given the beidne the ochel loyova, since when he ate, he wasn't loyova. Ki olach nami loylechol loy bal yachol amafreya. So I would think that when he eats later, he also shouldn't be loyova. Kamash malo. Now we have to understand this. What is the chiddush over here? We're telling us the chiddush. He made a neder on a t'nai. Now he was over the t'nai, so that activated the neder. So why shouldn't he be over bal yachol? Mishnah is telling us a chiddush. So he saw in Sukkot David, perhaps I'd like to elaborate a little bit, but I think this is what he says. We had mentioned yesterday, Mizamachloikis, the Ram and the Rambam, what is Pshat and Bal Yachol Dvori? The Rambam seemed to learn, Bal Yachol Dvori means it shouldn't be Machalo the Dibur. And therefore the Rambam held by a mother and a mother, the mother is not over Bal Yachol, because the mother never said anything. Bal Yachol Dvore is Zachilul Hadibur. And the Ram said, no, Bal Yachol Hadovor Koi. You shouldn't be Miyachol, you made a Chaloisis, a Chalois Kedusha. That Chalois that you made, don't be Mechalol this Chalois. So it's talking about. So we have here, Shakla Vataya, what is Pshat and Bal Yachol by Nidori? So, Achsame means to say as follows. We will assume for a minute that Bal Yachol Dibori means Bal Yachol Dibori. It shouldn't be Machala Yadibo. Now, what was the Dibo? The dibba was, I said, I'm not allowed to eat this. I'm not allowed to eat this kika if I'm a mahalach tomorrow. When he ate the kika, was he mahalal his dibba by eating the kika? So there's a very geshmakish word to say it wasn't machal of the dibo, because wow, I said I won't eat this kika, then that's a bal yachol. So he ate the kika, you machal of your dibo. Your dibo was not eat the kika. I said I won't eat this kika if I'm going to go tomorrow. So bishas when they ate it, it wasn't machal of my dibo, because I didn't say this is only if I go tomorrow. So even though when I go tomorrow, but you can say that yesterday was Mechala my dibbo, because Bishas the Chilul Bishas I ate it. I'm over then. I wasn't Mechala my dibbo. That is, if you learn that Bal Yachol is a Chilul dibbo. So I wasn't Mechala what I said. I said, it's also to me if I go tomorrow. So well, by eating it, I wasn't machala my dibo. But if you learn, bal yachol dvoroi means hadovo komo, that means the chilul is that there was chal and iser a kedusha and the chayfetz, now let me machala the kedusha. So memele, if retroactively there's a kedusha, there's your machala the kedusha. So memele, that's what the Sukkot David wants to say. He wants to say that's what the Tana is telling us. to tell us that it's not a chilul dibu dikedin, it's a chilul dobo dikedin. And lamaisa there was a chilul since it became retroactive. So memele, so it was machalul the dobo. Now, the Ran continues. Linya aloche came along to Rabbi Yehuda with the Mrina Lael. Umayde Rabbi Yehuda ba'oima kainem eini bishina lamocha midashaklina v'tarina libeish ma'amina hilchus v'kabos. It seems we're all mefalpul on Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's moide that b'isura mizdairinish. The whole sugya is how will Rabbi Yehuda be miyashiv all these mishnayis? So by studies Allah we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda. Zok the Gemara weiter. We hear in the Mishnah Hoyma leisha kainem shani misham shoch hareize bebal yachol debori hareize bebal yachol debori. Rekte gemore, wo mishtabet lo mi de reise. Is mishubet. Versiv, sheiro, ksuso, wo inoso lo yigro. So me mele, so how is the nether chal? Is mishubet ta. Bo oimer hanoas tashmishech olai. That means, napshat is, Koinem Shani Mishamshoch means that he won't be Mishamish with her. But who is not allowed to have a no from who? Not that she is not allowed to have a no from him, but he's answering himself on her, no, he's answering her on him. So Mamela, that shot. Koinem shani mishamshoch means that he's answering anos tashmishech olai. Well, loikonech olai betashmish, so he doesn't want to have tashmish with her. The Omar of Kahane, tashmishi olecho, if a woman told her husband, I'm answering tashmishi olech, I'm answering, that means my goof on you, so there the nether is in chalcin, she's meshubet to him, so we force her, mishamashtoi. The shibuda mishabdislai. Hanos tashmishech olai, but what if she tells her husband, I'm not allowed to have her no from you? Also, shemechin lelodom dover ho osolot. Now we'll see this is a whole sugi over here, so let us see that. V'hamina teire mishabed lo. Now, the Gemara understood. The shakla v'tayim, the Gemara is as follows. The Gemara understood, koinem shani misham shoch means, and he put a koinem that she's now tev anos tashmish from him. He's answering himself on her. So the Gemara says, but he's Meshubita. Vim Taima Maikashe, Omrine Beperk Afalpi, the Kainomes Kedushus Agufnino, Umavki Midei Shibut. Senechanami, he's Meshubita, but Kainomes is Mavki Midei Shibut. I'd like to mention, before we see the Ran's teretz, I'd like to mention a teretz of the Avni Meluyim. The Avni Meluyim says as follows. Hode koinomis mafkiyim idei shibut. Haini mishum da hakoinam chal al gufoi shal chayfetz. Umapik lei lishibudo. And that makes that the shibut has to be nifka. That means you can't have a shibut on something that you're also to have a shibut. And it's also banot to you. So the koinom that is chal on the chayfetz is mafkiya yoshiv. Now he says, for example, vafilu b'maskir vayis l'chaberoi. That means Reuven has a house, and Reuven rented the house to Shimon. And now Reuven says, koinem beisi olecha. The maskir asks the bayis on Shimon. Motzi maskir osele b'koinem. So he can be mafkiya, that means with tzchiros, the seicha is a shibut to live in the house. Kiven the koinom chal al guf habayis, shehi shaloi, the koinom is chal on the guf habayis, it's my house. So you have a shibut to use my house, to live in my house. But now that there's an isa hano on the house, so we have here a confrontation between Choshem Mishpat and Yeredeya. That means in Choshem Mishpat you have a right to use my house, but you're not allowed to use my house because of the Yisakainim on the house. So the Choshem Mishpat becomes bottled to the Yeredeya. That's Pshat Koinomis Mavkiyim Midei Shibut. So he says, that is Dafke, if we put a Koinom on the house, and it's my house, I believe you are Seicha. Seicha means you have a Schus Dira in my house. Avo, im omar ha-maskir, koinom ha-noas bayis ze ala seicha. I'm not asking the house on you. I'm asking the ha-noas dire. You can't live by me. The ha-noas dire I'm asking. Nire doloi mafkiye midei shibut. That's a mafkiye midei shibut, a seicha. Given the anos adire, he shall say, Hamamish, Rakel, the anos dire, we're not speaking about the house. We're speaking about the anos dire, I have the right to live here, so you can't answer my right on me. Vein adam oise dovo shall chaveiroi al chaveiroi. So that means the whole case of koinam mafkiyam idei shibut means if he puts a koinam on the gufa bayis, so Mamela, the shibud yana had in this bias fizzles out, becomes bottled because of the issa that was chal on the house. So he says, now let's talk about Tashmish. Bekoinam gufi le Tashmish. But let's see, he'll put a koinam, I'm putting a koinam on my goof, that you cannot have an off on my goof. From Tashmish. So I'm putting a koinam on my goof. So my goof is also to you. So then is mafki midei shibut. So that's mafki midei shibut. The goof u shaloi. She is a shibut on him to, for his goof. That's, he's meshubit to her. But the goof is his. Avol ba'oimel. The Mishnah is speaking about, and we'll see the Ran learned like that. That was Ravina's teretz. That it's speaking about Hanoas Tashmish alai. We're not speaking about Guf le Tashmish. Just like by Shina, according to Ravina, we're not speaking about the Yasod, the Einai le Shina. Yeah, it's a Dover Shem Be Mamish. So we're answering the Hanoas Tashmish. We're not answering my Guf. I'm not answering the Guf. Koinem anos tashmish olecho, kimen da anos zu dido, fakel, this anos is hers. The mishubid lo, the siva anos ale sigra, vadid le mozi madelo, the no the meisa dober shayne shaloi. So the ran, so therefore the amnemilu wants to fend for the ran's kasha. The ran is, the mores is mishubid to her. Fakt doch daran, aber ein oder gemorgen zu bis kein Name ist geduscht, sag gut und mach ki mit dei Schibot. So dann im Lut, that's 100% right, but it matters when you put the Koinam on. If he'll put the Koinam on his goof, tak, he'll say, goofy, that Koinam goofy olechom. I'm putting a Kedushas on goof, a Kedushas on goof on my goof. So Bemele, so you're not allowed to use my goof, not to derive benefit from my goof. So Bemele, even though you have a shibud, but Koinom is mafkimi de shibud. Then there's a clash. Your shibud is a stira to the Kedushas HaGuf, which is on my goof, so the Shibud becomes Nivka. But the Mishnah isn't, according to Ravine, and we'll see Baran learned like that, it's not speaking about, it's not Koinem Einai Bishin, it's Koinem Shani Yosh. So the whole Mishnah is speaking about that they were answering the Pula of Tashmish. The Anos Tashmish. They're not answering the goof. We're talking about a Dover Shemba Mamish. So I'm telling God, I'm making a koinim that you can have a Noah's Tashmish from me. In the Hanos Tashmish, that he's Meshubita, and that he's Meshubit. He's Meshubit to be Mahanahar with Tashmish. So he can't put a koinim on a Noah's Tashmish, because I know them, that's Lichse Chaveira, Yal Chaveira. That what the Gemara says in Ksubis Koinomas Mavkimi Deishibut means if you put a koinim on the goof. But our mission is speaking about it, put a koinim on the Anos Tashmish. The Anos Tashmish is Meshubit to her. In fact, the Gemara said, good for Meshubit law. So how can he put a koinim on the Anos Tashmish? That's the Avni Luim's Teretz on the Rand. Let us see again what the Ran has to say. Vim Taima. Umay kasha lai, what's the Gemara's kasha? Vamrinem bepeik afopi. The kainomis kdushas aguf ninu, umavkiyem idei shibu. You can't have a shibu than a kdushas aguf. Yeshloima, tchi heiche demrinen hoso. Damur abonon lishibude debal. Achinami amur abonon lishibude deisha. Oh, so the Ran remembers the Gemara in Ksubis. The Gemara over there is speaking about when the Isha asks Maise Yodeho on the Baal. So the Gemara says also that it's not Chal. She makes a koinom on Maise Yodeho on the Baal. So the Gemara says, I koinom es mafki midei shibut. So why is she mechuyiv to work for him? So the Gemara answers, Amur Rabbonon Lishibudet Debal. That means the Rabbonon, they stepped in over here, and they said that his Shibud is Ke'ilu, it belongs to him. Amur Rabbonon Lishibudet Debal. Usually Shibud is only a right, not a bailus. Amur Rabbonon Lishibudet Debal Ke'ilu, it belongs to him. So if it belongs to him, some amele. So therefore she can put a koinim. It's nichse chaveir al chaveir. So agimor is kashich. I mean, that's the difference between the miluim and the ram. Agimor is kash is dependent on agimor in ksubis, which agimor machsach nishvissendik. I am in ksubis, but in tzanachas. I mean, the gemor only spoke out half a kashich. According to the Miluim, the Gemara, that's the whole kasha. Even he's Meshubet Torah, some of this never can be chal. I'm a Falkina. And for the Gemara, Ba'aymer ha'noas tashmishech alai. Klaima. Diyosa gufei lavo, if he would ask himself on her, achanamid le'motziyob, that he couldn't do. The midrais and mishabed lo, v'have kois and nixte chaveiro, yal chaveiro, efter lamu rabon, lo shibuda de isha. Abol hoch, boi ma'anos tashmishe chalai, askin. Here we're speaking about, that he said, anos tashmishe chalai. Shu oyser al atzmoi tashmisho. The lesser al atzmoi, shu's biyodi. On himself, he can ask whatever he wants. Uchterav kahane, the omar sheishi yechayla lesser, hanoas tashmish baylo leho, she can ask her hanoas tashmish baylo leho, vikiven de nidro mashkech rafcho, so she's answering over there, let's go to our case, no chilik. He says, in our case, when he's saying that he's now to have, he's answering all the tashmish, that neder is chal, because he could answer her and himself. So the neder is chal. Memela poka shibuda. Now the shibud is nivka heistus. So memela. He can't be mishubit to be mishamisha if he's not allowed to be mishamisha. She's also timbano. Now the run is kash. V'hai nidro d'rabonu. This neder is a d'rabonu. V'anos tash b'shlesh b'mamoshe. Now let's get things in the correct perspective. And he said anos tash b'shlesh. That's only a d'rabonu d'kineder. B'lekalamein b'd'boinam koinam gufich olay mitash b'shaskina. We can't say it is speaking about that he said, "Koinem gufach alai mitashmish." It's another dear ice. To dum yidishan leyoshin shani midabik tonilo. This is all one big mishnah. Vokim na ravine bebal yachol midarabono. So let's get things straight. So this whole thing is a bal yachol midarabono. Even midarabono baalmeru, since this is only a neder darabono. Heichi chayol nidro dilei. So how was his nether chal? The lesser elomi darabono. This is only a darabono. Ba'alme. Lafkui mitzvah soine u mitzvah spirye veribye. There's a mitzvah boine, there's a mitzvah spirye veribye. So how can this nether be chal? Yishloima, given the nidro miel chayil, since the neder is chal, memeli pokalu hanach mitzvis, chachomim masnin laker dovo min atoyre b'shei v'altas. So all of a sudden the Ram comes in with a gemara in Yevamis, since the neder is chal. So, come and master like a dog in a Torah b'shei v'altas. So, l'chayre, if someone would ask us, l'chayre, the Ran's kash is not as a gefelach. What's the whole problem over here? Comes in with come and master like a dog in a Torah b'shei v'altas. I mean, it's bullshit. I mean, l'chayre, it's a Torah. It's a neder is chal. It's a darbonu de keneder, it's chal, memele. I'm a chil lodom dover also loch. I mean, what's the problem? You're not allowed to finish. I had a few mahalchim to understand the Ran. Perhaps let me ask just to throw in a monkey wrench to understand the kashe. Mein Chazal made that there's a din ksomim. A kesem is a nida da rabbonon. But someone also asked the kasha, this is a mitzvah boigne, a mitzvah piyivari. What do you mean a kesem da rabbonon? She's a tahayra min a tahayra. So he also asked this kasha, no, yesh kochem lakadom min a tahayra b'shei v'altas. I mean, but it's the same kasha and the same teret. It's poshet. She said, "Midrabona, she's a nida." So finish. So midrabona never is chal. So the same thing. So what's the problem? Perhaps we could say as follows. Rishayim ask a kasha. We learn out from a pasuk. It says, "Lashem lo yachol dvoroi." The Gemara says this pasuk is speaking about nedarim. Afilu the midi Lashem is also lo yachol dvoroi, and from here we learn out the nedarim lochal levatlos hamitzvus. But if he said koinem. Shiva Sukkah Zualai, so it doesn't sit in the Sukkah. Afilu Abamidi Lashem Lo Yachal Dvorim. The limits are from that Pasuk. So a person asks in the Sukkah, you don't sit in the Sukkah, for Baal. The Rishayim ask a kash, let's say, Yasa Bechala Isas. I mean, so good. Artic, so it's also the Kisukkah. So let's say, Yasa Bechala Isas. There's verschiedene Terutzen. Other Rishayim say it's a Laisas Bechala. But then there's a lot of problems with this teretz, because the Gemara says in Yevamos, leisase v'ese de isa b'shaila, you do say yes, leisase v'ese, leisase v'ese shene shava b'kel, you do say yes, leisase v'ese. So it's not a push at the teretz, it's a problematic teretz. The Gemara in Yevamos. The Keren Eure and the Chassam Sofer say a different teretz. You're right. The kashas are mirror the kikash. Shrei esu deich lomoisas. The Gzeres HaKosov. The Lashem. The Yachal Dvore. The Pasuk says you don't say esu deich lomoisas. So it means I have a Pasuk that somehow, whatever the Cheshbon Zon Zayin, that the mitzvahs esu of yeshiva sukkah, of tki yeshayfa, is not doiched the lay sasa from the yachal dvor. So could be, so that's good. By a nedo diaraisa, I have a gilu yakro that you don't see yasa doiched lay sasa. But by another the Rabbonin, I don't have a Gilu Yakro. And perhaps you could be moisif a little bit. And at the Rabbonin, the whole thing is Loisoso. So it's not a Loisoso, I feel according to the Rashba. The Rashba says it's a Loisoso Vese. So that's Tafke by another. There's a Loisoso Vese. There's a Loyachon Kol Yetzim Epid Yase. But by another darabonim, there's only a loisoso. There's no. So let's say yes, there's a loisas. So memele, that was the kash of the Ran. So the Ran says a teretz like this: since the neder is chal, the neder is chal. Now the pshat is that the mitzvah of oine should override the neder. So that says, they said, our nedorim have the same koyach like a nedor d'iraisa. So it could be that pshat in the Ran. He says, here you don't have a posik, you don't have a limud. So he says, no, that since we said that it is a Torah's nether, we said it should have all the halachas of Nidre Deraisa. We wanted kol the tikkun rabbanan came deraisa tikkun, so for nether deraisa could be mavkia mitzvah. We said our nedarim also. Now by a kesem the rabbanan. Could be a kesem the rabbon. If she's a nida the rabbon, it could be by a nida the rabbon. There's no mitzvah of avoino. It could be the chilek is a neder in yisoid is a hafkor of the mitzvah. That's the whole union of the neder, not. And the Torah said Lashem lo yachol dvorei. That means you want to be mafkiya the mitzvah, you bekoyach to be mafkiya the mitzvah. That's me. So the whole chiddush is that you could be mafkiya a mitzvah. So then the Ran held that tafke by another the reis, another the rabbonon. Could be by a nida the rabbonon. Could be this. What's that called a mafkiya the mitzvah? I mean, she has a din nida and a nida. There's no mitzvah boyin and perhaps a hudin one this. I mean, all these things, since the yisod is not half course, our mitzvahs could be, Bechlau, there's no problem. Or maybe if Emes Vetzach Velen Dinge, maybe there's also the same teretz that they gave a Nidah Drabbana, all the dinim of a Nidah Dereise. Just like by Nidah Dereise, don't say, Ein Eser Doich Aleisas, Shesh Beikoros, or then by Nidah Drabbana. I don't know, Klo, if we need this or if we don't need this. Ve'im Toima, Frektera, Ve'chi'oma Hanoas Tashmishach, Amai Mitzah, Bohamitzvah slav lohonis nitno. Fakteran amirah de kekashe. The lotion is, bo'im over here, the whole nusach of the nether. Hanoas tashmishech olai. Not allowed to have hanoas tashmish from you. He doesn't have hanoas tashmish. Mitzvah slav lohonis nitno. Bohamitzvah slav lohonis nitno. Yesh loima, zokteran, a very geschmacketer. Chiyam rinim mitzvah slav lohonis nitnu hani mili loimer shen kiyam ha mitzvah choshev hano. That's pshat. Mitzvah slav lohonis nitnu means the kiyam ha mitzvah is not called hano. Avo mikomo kimi mishani gufe bahadi de mekaye mitzvah. If he has hano saguf while he's doing the mitzvah is hano mikri. This is called hano. That means, so why is one in the Bimaisak Shomim when he toivels himself? He doesn't have any hano whatsoever. It's freezing cold water, it's freezing outside, so he's just doing the mitzvah. The mitzvah now, he's toyer and thus, mitzvah's lovely and his nip. But, it's 120 degrees outside, and it's a cold mayon, and he goes in, and it's kishmak, so he has, besides the hanoas mitzvah, he has another hano also. So there goes the mitzvah's lablam, isn't it? This is what the Ran answers, and we would say it's poshet. But we have to know that it's, The Ran is being chaylik on the Rashba. The Rashba has this kasha, and the Rashba has a lot of problems with this kasha. And one mahalach the Rashba wants to say that he didn't, if he would say this loshon taka bimuta, because mitzvah lav lohonis nitnu. No, it's speaking about that he said the gufoch, the whole. It's been in a different lotion taki, yasu taguf, not hanoas tashmish, yasmis, gufok le tashmish. He did not, if he would ask of the hanoas, he's not called having hanova, mitzvah slav lohonis nit. Edav me fashtein, mein, what psham rajbe? Mein, the ram is doch meuredik poshet, ich mein, mitzvah slav lohonis nitnu means that the hanoas mitzvah is not called hano, but here he is hano. I mean, less man the polygy is hano. So there's a few mahalchim, how to say pshat in the Rashba. The Maritz Chayis by us wants to say a mahalach as follows. There's a gemara in Psochem, Hano aboloi laodom balkolchei. That means he's doing a pula for one purpose, and he's getting hano moichiksus moichem kedalko. Virtually yischaven, shouldn't be mechaven to have hano. That means that so if a person is selling suits of shatnitz, I'll have hano from shatnitz. He wants to show the lekeach how it looks. So he puts on the suit. It's 40 degrees outside, and now he puts on the suit and he gets warm. But since that's not the purpose of the levisha, so it's efsha v'loiko mechaven. That's called hano abo loy balkoch. It means I'm not doing this. I'm not taking the hano from myself. I want to show him how the suit fits. I'm getting a hano, fine. But since I'm not mechaven for the hano, so my mele, So it's called Hanoah Hapol Elodim Barkochen. There's a heter of Einim Biskavin. And the Shita Saran and Chulin is that a philosophy of Psychreisha is also Mutter. By Tainos, there's not in a Psychreisha. Fine. So Memelis, the Maritz Chayis, wants to say Pshat. In the Rashbe, out here, it's the same thing. That means, I want to do it for the mitzvah. I'm doing it for the mitzvah. There's a mitzvah boy in the mitzvah. I have to do it for the mitzvah. While, so that's why I'm doing it. While I'm doing it, I'm getting a hano also. No, that's hano bolo the balkochot. That means that's called, that hano, the hano mitzvah is not called a hano. So I'm doing it for the mitzvah. That hano, that I want to take this hano. Hano abolo ilodim balkochem means as follows, that the hano is coming on me. Abolo ilodim. I'm not taking the hano. I don't want to be mad. I'm getting a hano. I'm doing one thing and I'm getting a hano. So that is mut. That's called a dover shenim miskavim. I'm doing one thing and I'm getting a hano. Every dover shenim miskavim is speaking about two different things. I'm slapping a bankle and it's becoming a chetz, but I'm not interested in making the chetz. It's shenim miskavim. I'm doing one thing and then I'm showing how the beggar looks and I'm getting a hano. I'm doing the mitzvah of the Rabbeinu Shloilem and I'm getting a hano. That's hano abol elodim bal kochoi. And he's not mechaven for the hano. And therefore it's mutter. That's why the Rashbi had problems. There's another problem. Anoida hano min amayin, toivu boi bimoy sachama. So that the Shara Melech brings down the teretz. You know why? B'shas tefillah, there's no problem. But after the tefillah, he's still in the water. Till he gets out of the water, hota the hano from the mayim, and vinish tvi, now the mitzvah is over already. So now, the remaining in the water, that he's having hano from the cool mayan, there's no mitzvah anymore. That's what he's not called hano abol elodim balkoch. That's what the Nachshon Midrashalem wants to answer. There's another mahalach that the Maritz Chaya seems to say, and I think this is a very interesting. The Labushay Moltchai wants to say a teretz on it's also by Neider, the Moisacham is also. So he wants to say there's a difference between Tvila and Tashmish and Piri Verivia. And I think Pshat is as follows. But let's be Bagdim, the Maritz Chayis brings down a Gemara in Beye. There's a Sfore, Shairis in the Dorm and the Dovis are craving beyond it. So it's as for it to say, since the Ike Shchit is Lagavoya, that's not called Lachem. That means you have to know what is the Ike Tachlis of the Shchit. Is the Ike Tachlis of the Shchit I should have a steak teed on Yontif? So that's called Lachem. That's a global Lachem. If the Ike is to do the Avoida, through that club, it's not cold, and I'll have some meat also for Yontif. That's not called Lachem. That's called, I'm doing Lagavoya. Lachem below Lagavoya. It's not called Lachem. So it would seem that the Ike Tachlis, we fatach the Pa'ule with the Ike Tachlis. So he says a very interesting thing. A moira de kazak, Rabbi Shmote says. Pirye verivye v'oyne yev shalakayim b'li hanoa sagus. So this is a mitzvah that comes with hanoa. V'im kain Now, this is a mitzvah that can only come about through Hano. Some means in Kishel and Ladas, but it only comes through Hano. is gam hanotzib satoyre liyes min ha-mitzvah. So ad hanot is the chelik of the mitzvah. So that means bakel, mikel, koil is hanot's mitzvah. Everything is mitzvah, hanot's aguf, because he can't have the mitzvah without hanot's aguf. So mele, everything is mitzvah. And that the Rashi was machadish mitzvah slav lehanestit. Whatever one is doing for mitzvah is not called that I'm getting. I'm doing mitzvah. This is avodas Hashem. Ikir is. This is. I'm doing tzolchei gavoya. Ma she'ein kein b'noidam min hamayon. By noidam min hamayon, the hano is not a chelik of the mitzvah. So then we look at the hano as a davar niflot. So then we say also litvel. Be my sachama.